Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Makiko Kohatsu. I saw online right now. So today I pay to you $56.95. What is this for?
I can check for you. Could I have your zip code? Could I have your zip code?
No, sorry, 92805.
That's 92805.
92805.
What's your first and last name, ma'am?
Your first name is Makiko, Makiko. Last name is Kohatsu, Kohatt, as Tom, SU.
Thank you. So I see you purchased your matching your name. Could you verify your address?
1070 North Baxter, Baxter Street, Anaheim, California.
Okay, so there was a purchase here for our neck massager. You were billed today $56.95 for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club, which is the company that supplies the neck massager.
I didn't purchase. Excuse
Okay,
me?
so you're saying that you never purchased a neck massager?
No.
All right, would you like me to report it as fraud?
Excuse me?
Would you like me to report it as fraud?
Oh, you are so noisy. I cannot hear you.
Would you like me to report it as fraud, ma'am?
I don't understand. I don't understand.
You said that you didn't purchase the product. Would you like me to report it as fraud?
I didn't know. I didn't know purchase.
Okay, so I'm gonna get you transferred over to our fraud department. Just stay on the line.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and get you transferred over now. Is there anything else I can do before I transfer you over?
No, that's one. This one. Only this one.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day. Just stay on the line for me and I'm gonna get you transferred over, okay?
Okay.